The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Wow. I mean, wow, I've seen some of the pictures, but my goodness. During that top of the hour break on the TV monitor here in the studio, I've been watching aerial footage of the Bahamas. It is unbelievable. It is absolutely unbelievable, the devastation in the Bahamas. This Hurricane Dorian was so incredibly unusual. They usually go through it anywhere from 10 to 30 miles an hour. It's not very fast, but, you know, this one over the Grand Bahamas stalled for nearly 38 hours, pounding the islands with winds nearing 200 miles an hour, 150 to 180 with gusts up to 200 miles an hour. And it just sat there for 38 hours. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. You know, in these, in the hurricanes, and if you're, you know, have any age on you at all, you've seen the coverage of several of them. And the hurricane comes through, and in usually a couple of hours, I mean, it's bad for a couple of hours. And then this storm basically blows over. 38 hours, dropping feet. Not inches, but feet of water and just devastating winds. The official death toll out of the Bahamas is now 7, but everyone is saying it's going to rise much, much, much higher. At least 13,000 homes, either severely damaged or destroyed. The economy in the Bahamas, which is so dependent upon tourism, it's going to take years to recover. So we need to pray for the folks in the Bahamas. Joy and I found out this morning that some very dear friends of ours, some of you may recognize the name Buddy Mullins. Buddy was one of the first members of the Gaither Vocal Band a long time ago. Buddy has a music ministry. He's an unbelievable musician. And he is also the head of a wonderful mission organization now. And he and his wife were in the Bahamas on a mission trip, not on vacation. They were there on a mission trip, and they're trapped. Where they are, there is no air service. All of the ferries that take people to the other islands, the major islands, are sunk. And they don't know when they're going to get out. They are safe. They did survive the storm. I guess it was incredibly frightening, but they did survive. But there is no way out. And they're supposed to lead a mission trip to Albania next week through their mission organization. So just thousands and thousands and thousands of people impacted by this storm. Florida basically survived. I think it's miraculous that Florida did not take a direct hit. It's skirting off the coast. Very little damage. This could have been unbelievably catastrophic if it had continued to travel west. But when it got about 100 miles from the coast of Florida, it just started heading north and continues to go that way. Georgia, South Carolina may have some damage, but it looks like it's pretty minor. But my goodness, pray for the people of the Bahamas. And like many of the Caribbean islands and resort locations, you travel to those resorts and it's beautiful, it's spectacular. Joy and I went to Nassau way back almost 20 years ago on our 30th anniversary, and it was beautiful. But if you go just a few blocks away from the tourist areas, it's poverty. It's the way it is in most of Mexico. So many, many, many disadvantaged, poor people who have lost everything in the Bahamas. So pray for them. Pray for the people of the Bahamas. All right, let's go to the phones. And I got Mark in Columbus who wants to talk a little bit about Hurricane Dorian. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good, Bob. How you doing?
I am well, thank you.
Okay.
You must have gotten rid of that Obama flip phone. You sound much better today.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks. I really stepped it up, you know. I went ahead and got a non-flip phone. You know, it's still a dumb phone, but, you know, it's pretty good.
So you don't have that 400-foot cord tied to it any longer? It's actually wireless?
Yeah. Well, as long as you don't run out of cord, it's wireless. Wait a minute. It's actually... It's versatile because it becomes wireless when you run out of the 400 feet.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. So, all right, yeah. Mark, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, you were talking about these people in Bahamas and all these other countries, and man, it just tears you apart when you think about them because, like you said, they got so little, and some of them got nothing.
Yeah.
And then, this woman. She was talking, they showed a little video of her showing her home where the water was coming in and just filling up, trashing everything. And she's asking people, pray for me, you know.
Yeah, I saw that. It's heart-wrenching. Absolutely heart-wrenching.
Well, hey, I just wanted to tell you, though, speaking of, we were talking about adoption before.
Yeah.
And, you know... wouldn't you know it? Now, I had resisted the idea for so long, and I've come to the place this plea for help here has just touched me, Bob. And I just wanted to share this with you. I know you don't like me reading, don't like people reading things to you, but I'd have to make an exception because I can't really convey. The heart-wrenching impact of this one. So just bear with me for a minute.
Okay.
So the message is, a few years ago, we planted a couple of American cranberry bushes without realizing that they require a lot of special handling in everything from the initial planting to ongoing care. We didn't kill them, but they are not happy. So they have asked us to find a new home for them. Each one is roughly 12 inches across. Once we find a new parent, we will dig them up in Medina full time. Bob, I don't know about you, but that just, oh, man, I just knew that I have to get these bushes.
We're talking about bushes.
We're talking about bushes.
Okay. I'll mark this on the calendar. I think this is history, Mark. I don't know that we've ever talked about transplanting bushes, but there's a first for everything.
This is a real, trash nothing.
Yeah,
All right,
Mark, I gotta go.
All right.
Thankfully,
Bob.
I've got a commercial I've got to go to. All right, Mark. Thanks.
Well, wait a minute.
Goodbye, Mark. I gotta go. Goodbye. Thanks for calling. All righty. We'll I'll recover from that, and then we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Most of you will remember the five-year-old boy that was thrown from a third-floor balcony at the Mall of America several months ago. It was 5 months ago. This family was just at the Mall of America. I have no idea how many people visit the Mall of America every year, but it's probably in the millions. I believe it's the largest mall in America, one of the largest malls in the world. But anyway, they're just there shopping, minding their own business, and a complete total stranger comes out of the blue, grabs this five-year-old boy and throws him over the banister, and the boy falls 40 feet to the ground. This happened back in April. It's a miracle that he survived. Well, the good news is he has returned home. For the first time since April, he has returned home. Local TV reports the boy, identified only as Landon, will continue to receive outpatient rehabilitation for multiple injuries. The boy's family said in early August that he had been moved from intensive care and into a rehabilitation program. Quote, "We are so thankful and we rejoice in the Lord's blessings to our family." The family said in a statement to the Star Tribune. 40 feet, 5 months in the hospital, a good portion of that in intensive care. He's had several surgeries, but he is expected to make, and for the most part, a complete recovery. It's just taking a long, long, long time. The man who threw Landon, and I won't mention his name, pleaded guilty to attempted premeditated first-degree murder. He told investigators that he went to the mall, quote, looking for someone to kill after women had rejected his advances. Well, that was back a couple of months ago. On last Friday, he announced that he will be appealing his guilty plea to the Minnesota Court of Appeals. So he pleaded guilty. Now he is going to appeal his guilty plea. But he's admitted it. Folks, listen. There is evil around us. I want to make this clear. We live in an evil, fallen world. That is a biblical worldview, folks. We do not live in a world with godly people. We live in a world with people who have a fallen nature. And because of that, that's why God has established civil government, laws, and so forth. That's part of what Romans 13 states very clearly. God has established civil government to hold back evil, crime in our community. That's why we have wars. That's why we have armies. That's why we have local government, state government, federal government. It's because we live in an evil world. Now, I think almost anybody can understand that. Here is the part that most people will not understand. The presence of God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the presence of God's Holy Spirit in this world is a restraining force against evil. That's what Scripture says. The presence of God's Holy Spirit is a restraining force in the world, holding back, if you will, the evil. So the more people that know Christ as Savior, the more people who have the presence of the Holy Spirit in their life, the more churches that understand what the power of God is all about. And again, I don't expect the secular world to understand or even agree with anything I am saying. I think most of you understand. A local church where God's people assemble together with the Spirit of God living and dwelling inside of them and praying and worshiping and bringing the presence of God into the community is a restraining force against evil. What happens when that force, that restraining force, is removed by culture, by society, as we become more secular, as we evict God from our schools, as we evict God from our government, as we evict God from our communities, what happens? Well, it's like get a big bucket of water and put your fist right down in the middle of the bucket of water. Your fist will displace that water, will restrain that water, will hold back that water where your fist is. But what happens when you remove your fist? The restraining force is gone and the water rushes in. This is what's happening in America. As America becomes more godless, more secular, and the influence of God, His people, the church, and the Holy Spirit are reduced, the natural result is more evil. That's why it is such a concerning thing when we see political parties, whether it's Republican or Democrat, reject any presence of God or God's principles. And we're seeing that. We're seeing it in some Republican circles, but certainly in the Democratic circles, we are seeing a godless political force gaining more and more power. And because of that, the presence of God and the restraining force of God's Spirit continues to be diminished. I don't know what your eschatology is, but if you believe in the tribulation, I certainly do, the major reason why all hell breaks out on the earth during the tribulation is God's people, the church, is taken out. The presence of God's Spirit is basically removed from the earth, and there is no restraining force left, and literally all hell breaks out. Think about it.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.